Phone Boy Speaks, episode 464, Carrot of Customer Confidence.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is asking the U.S. Congress to pass laws that punish companies who get hacked, and as a result, consumers' data gets leaked. And there's been plenty of instances of this in the news recently. I don't think we need to go over it. But what really saddens me about this whole, this whole problem, right, is that almost all of these breaches, not all of them, but almost all of them that I've heard about, could easily be prevented by just following standard, simple security practices, properly segmenting your networks, making sure that that access is least necessary to do the job, and that things only have access to what they need to have access to and nothing more, and also not connecting things to the internet, and putting in the right enforcement points at the segmentation points. And so and when you do that and you have a right policy and you actually monitor the logs, because that's another thing that's come out about some of the recent breaches, is that there was evidence that this was detected by the appropriate systems, but if you're not reading the logs and not acting on those things, then it really doesn't matter. So these are all things that they're not rocket science, and whether you use no matter whose products you use, right, these are all things that any company can do now. Checkpoint is doing its part by having this discussion with customers and getting them to think about the larger picture, right? It's not just, okay, well, firewall here, firewall there. What are you doing in the larger network? And having a discussion and actually thinking about it and going, what can we do to improve the security of our networks? I mean, it is our, it's our tagline, we secure the internet, and it's not just necessarily, buy our product, right? It's about process too. And all of these companies, I'm not saying that there are situations where you can't be targeted, and that certainly does happen. But, even if something does get through, if you've properly segmented your network and you're restricting traffic flows, you can contain a breach much easier if you've done the appropriate segmentation and you've defined the appropriate policy. And yes, look at the logs and make sure that nothing actually happens. And if something does happen, actually act on it, because that's the way you contain it is by doing those things. And it's amazing that, companies, they're trying to do more with less, which, every company is in that situation. But this is basic stuff, guys. And, if you're connected to the internet, you have to have some idea of what's going on, and you have to be monitoring it, and and having a policy that makes sense, and not just a wide open, flat network, which I see in many companies. You'd be surprised. But putting in the appropriate segmentation and putting in the appropriate enforcement points with the appropriate policy and monitoring what's happening, you'll go a long way to solving these problems. And I don't know that the stick of government fines is going to necessarily fix it either. I'm sure it's a risk analysis for some of these companies to go, well, a breach will cost us this much, and the risk of it is, they may misassess the risk, it wouldn't be a bad idea, I guess, to have that, but I just wonder how effective it's going to be. And I'm not impressed. Companies need to just be responsible with and do the right thing, and they shouldn't need a stick to do it. Really, the carrot of customer trust is probably going to be way more effective. Should be way more effective than the stick of government fines. But I don't, unfortunately, I just, I guess I'm too cynical. I'm optimistic, and we try to have those conversations one company, one person at a time. But, this is one of those things that will, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.